Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We actually finished on Lamed Beis Amud Beis yesterday. We finished the whole Amud, which is something new, just one Ha'ara, one Hosafa from yesterday. Yesterday we brought up the issue that even if you hold Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, it might not be that it's totally not Chal, but it might be that something's there, but you just don't get the punishment. So we mentioned three different Nafkaminas. And areas where Poskim talk about this, where it might be there, Lamaisa, we spoke about the Noda Yehuda, that you still have to do tshuva for it. Afterwards, we spoke about the Ar Sameach, about Chameitz Shel Tevel, that after Pesach, if your Mafra Shumas or Maisers, the Shem Chameitz might come back. We spoke about the Beis HaLevi, about two pieces of meat in front of you on Yom Kippur, which one should you use? So we wanted to add one more, and then we will continue. There is a machlokas between the Shach and the Prima Gadim. The Shach writes in Yoredei, and in Reish Lamed Ches, if somebody makes a shvua not to eat nevelos utrefos, makes a neder not to eat nevelos utrefos, and then he person gets sick until he's pikuach nefesh, therefore he's allowed to eat nevelos utrefos. Says the machlokas, you have to be making be matur neder on the neder that he made. So the Shach says no. Why? Because he was mishpah v'yobin me'ar sinaihu. The neder wasn't chal, ein iser chal al iser, and therefore you don't have to be matur neder. Says the Prima Gadim, no. Of course you have to be matur shvua. Ki afal pi she'ein a shvua chala alav ze'einu elfi el inin onshim. Aval mitzad iser atzmo vada ishachala alav shvua. So again, you see a machlokas between the Shach and the Prima Gadim, whether ein iser chal al iser means totally not chal at all, or no, it is chal, you just don't get the punishment for the same iser, but let's say the first iser would disappear somehow, the second iser would be chai v'kayim, would be intact. Okay, it's another place where this machlokas, where this issue comes up. Okay, so now let's get to today's daf on daf Lamed Gimel. But I'll first word, but my kamiflikin. So what is this Gemara going on? We had three different machloksim yesterday on the second half of the Amud on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Three machloksim boiling down seemingly to the same machlokas between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara. First machlokas was if a zar serves in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Second one, if a Baal Mum serves Bituma in the Beis HaMikdash. Number three, if a Zar eats from a bird that had Malika that was done to it. Malika meaning the special type of killing the bird. It takes the place of Shechita of a bird by Kachim. And a Yisrael is not allowed to eat from that, and it's an avela for him because it hasn't been shechted properly. So in all three cases, Rabbi Chiya said the zar is chai of two isurim. Seemingly, for some reason, iser chal al iser, two isurim. Number and the bar kapara in all three cases says only chai of one. So the question is, what is this machlokas about? Again, all three cases are going to be relating to today. Number one is the avodah done on Shabbos. Number two is the Baal Mum and Tumah. And number three is the eating after the Malika. So, but my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? What are these Bar Kapara and Rabbi Chiya arguing about? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities within whose shita are they arguing. What do you mean within whose shita? Which Tanah, well, these are Amoraim. Within which Tanaim are they arguing? So they're going to be relating back to the machlokas we had on Amud Aleph yesterday. Amud Aleph yesterday, if you remember, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. If Reuven and Shimon are married, that's how we got into this whole sugya, and they're married to sisters, and then Reuven dies, and then Shimon lives with his sister-in-law, so is it just one isur or two isurim? Eishas ach, achos isha, the first one or both? Rabbi Yossi has said both, Rabbi Shimon has said only one, whichever one came first. But Rabbi Yossi had held both, so Rabbi Yossi was the shita that was closer to saying isur chal al isur. So let's keep that machlokas in mind as we determine what is the machlokas between these three, between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara. Rabbi Yossi was the one who was closer to Issachar Lesser. He said in that case two, and Rabbi Shimon said one. So now we get to our Gemara. But by Kibbutzki, Bar Kapara and Rabbi Chiya, in these three cases, what are they arguing about? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities, just to give you the structure, and then we'll go through it. The first possibility right here, Be'isr Kolel Va'aliba de Rabbi Yossi. Maybe they're arguing both within Rabbi Yossi Shita, and the machlokas is Rabbi Yossi Mode by Isser Kolel. This was brought up yesterday, and the Gemara rejected, because we weren't sure what Rabbi Yossi held by Isser Kolel. But I was suggesting that maybe Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara both are talking within the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and the machlokas is, what does Rabbi Yossi held? Just one other ha'ara that I didn't emphasize yesterday. Both of them are quoting Rebbe Shita. Both of them are quoting what they heard from Rebbe. If you look back on yesterday's Amud, Kafatz Rebbe Chi says, Kach Shamati Mi Rebbe, Kach Shamati Mi Rebbe. That's going to be important for later on in the Amud. Both of them are quoting Rebbe Shita, so if they're both quoting Rebbe Shita, we're going to have to figure out exactly how could they both be quoting a different Shita. So the first possibility is that maybe they're both quoting Rebbe Shita, but the Machlokas is, the two different Misoras are, what does Rebbe Yossi hold? Rebbe Chia, Sava Rebbe Yossi, Be'isser Kolel B'chayiv Tarti. Rebbe Chia, who says in all these three cases from yesterday, he says Yechayev 2. That's because in all the cases, it's an Isser Kolel, which again, what does an Isser Kolel mean? And we're going to relate it to each case. Isser Kolel means more objects are now Usser. By the second Isser is Chal, more objects are Usser. And since the Isser is Chal on more objects, or people, so therefore, it is Chal on the earlier objects as well, which were already Usser. That's an Isser Kolel. Mosef included more people in the Isser. But Isser Kolel is that it includes more objects. Bar Kapara Savar Lo B'chayiv Elachad. While Bar Kapara, who said one in all three cases yesterday, says no, Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Isser Kolel. Rabbi Yossi holds that even by an Isser Kolel, you're only Chayiv one. So that's the possibility number one. What is the Machlokas Bar Kapara and Rabbi Chia? Is within Rabbi Yossi by Isser Kolel. It's going to be the first of three tries. We're going to have another try within Reb Shimon, within a different sheet of Reb Yossi. There's one Ha'ara, the Marsha, in the Madura Basra here asks, why didn't the Gemara just say that this Machlokas Amarayim is the Machlokas Tanoim? They're arguing this Machlokas is Machlokas Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon. It would have been easy. We have three possibilities within whose sheet are they arguing. Why don't they just say, why doesn't the Gemara just say they're having the same Machlokas? So the Marsha says, if that's true, then why do you have to come up with three new cases? Why didn't Rebbe just say the case of Yibum? That's the case where the Tanam are arguing about. So you would think if they're arguing about the same case, they would just say that same case. So because they didn't, it must be. That's why the Gemara assumes that they're arguing within one of the Shitos and not just an exactly parallel Machlokas. Oh. Right, so the question I guess then is, why did it the Gemara suggest Lema Ketanoi? Why does it say B'vai Kamifliki? Also another Ha'ar, the Tosis Yishanim, the top little Tosis Yishanim says, but didn't they say yesterday what the reason is? They explained, because, you know, first, Hitzchel Wadun, the old Shabbos, the Kolnesra, Kishahutra, they gave their Svaras yesterday. Says the Tosis Yishanim, they gave the exact same Svaras, but just on the opposite. So one is not better than the other one. So Gemara knows there's got to be something deeper here. Got to be something deeper here. So that's why the Gemara is looking into what exactly is behind what they said. Or the Rashba adds that, sorry? They're not really arguing. They just say this is Asur in the Mikdash, this is Asur on the Gavra. But again, so one is not Machriya, the other one. So that's why the Gemara is wondering, there must be something deeper behind here. Or the Rashba adds, one more, and then we'll continue. The Gemara also assumes there's got to be something deeper here, because if it's true that they're arguing about just what they said yesterday, then each of them holds that the other one was lying. The other one was wrong. We'd rather not say the other one was wrong. We'd rather say that each one would say that you misunderstood what Rebbe said. Not that you were wrong, but you heard him, but you misunderstood. And we're going to explain, the Gemara is going to explain how there was that misunderstanding. Okay, so now let's continue with the Gemara. So the Gemara's first suggestion is, what is Bar Kapara and Rebbe Chia arguing about? They're arguing within Rebbe Yossi Shita about Isser Kolel. So now the Gemara says, how are these three cases in Isser Kolel? Umay Isser Kolel Ika Hacha. Right, there was a Machlokas Amoraim, what Rebbe Yossi held. It could be that's parallel here. Because remember, yesterday we had two different days, Rabbi Avohu and Rava. What is Rabbi Yossi Shita? Rabbi Avohu held that he's Moda B'Yisr Mosif. The Gemara said, what about Yisr Kolel? So we rejected. So it could be that Rabbi Avohu holds, yes, Yisr Kolel. And the second Shita does not. So that could be a parallel Machlokas. Says the Gemara, how are these three cases of, what are the three cases? Zar She'avad B'Shabbos, Balmum She'shimesh Batuma, and a Yisrael that ate Malika Sa'of. Those are the three cases. So how are those all Yisr Kolel? Says the Gemara, Bishlamad Zar, fined by a Zar. When a non-Kohen does the Avoda, that's an Isser, on Shabbos, that's an Isser Kolel. Why? Me'ikar Ashari B'Malacha. At first, on a weekday, he's allowed to do any work. Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha on weekday. First, Malacha is Mutter, Va'asr B'Avoda. And yet, on weekday, he's still Asr to do the Avoda. all of a sudden, Asilah Shabbos, once Shabbos comes, Migudaka Mitzar Bimalacha, there's new objects, not objects, but actions. Since there's new actions that become Aser, because now Malacha is Aser, so Mitzar Nami Bavoda, so therefore, since it's Chal on Malacha, it's also Chal on the Avoda, which was already Aser, but now it's Aser Mishim Shabbos as well. That's the, how it's an Isser Kolo. Remember, Isser Kolo means if it's Chal on some other objects, other actions, other something, so then it could also be Chal on what was Aser already. So that's how it could be an Isser Kolo here. It was originally Chal on Malacha, so it could also be Chal on Avoda.
Which Avoda
are we talking about? Which Avoda? Where's going to ask? On my base. Which Avoda are we talking about? Second, how does the second one in Isser Kolel? Balmum, me'ikara shari ba'achila va'asar ba'avoda. Originally, before the tumah comes, a balmum is allowed to eat kachim. He just can't do avoda. Balmum is allowed to eat kachim. He gets a chelek. Rashi quotes the pasuk that dechzivu mina kachim yochel. Right, like a balmum is allowed to eat kachim, but he just can't do the avoda. Itmilei, the second that he becomes tamei, migud kamitzer ba'achila. Now he is usher to eat kachim because he's tamei, mitzer nami ba'avoda. So now he's also usher to do the avoda mishum tuma, not just mishum ba'mum. So again, that's an iser kolal too. So machlokas number one and machlokas number two of yesterday, that could be explained as an iser kolal. And the machlokas is, what does Rav Yossi held by iser kolal? Ela Malika, but the Gemara says, but in the third case he's stuck. Because the case of Malika, bebas achas hita mishkachas la, be iser kol alo mishkachas la. What's the third case? The third case was, if a czar eats from a bird, kachim, a carbon bird, that had Malika done to it. Malika, the special way that it's shechted, by Karbanis Ha'of. So says the Gemara, there's no Hechi Timsi that could be an Isser Kolel. The only thing that it could be talking about is an Isser Bas Achas, which we referred to yesterday. This is the third possible exception to Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So far we had Mosif, we had Kolel. Bas Achas means if the Isurim kick in at the same moment, so then one doesn't rule over the other one. They're both Chal. So how are they both Chal here? So let's think about it. Before you have a carbon oaf that's alive, before it is killed, so it's also to everybody. It's also to the Kohanim, because they also can't eat Eber Menachah. It's Me'ila. This carbon is Aser. All of a sudden, the Kohen does Malika to this bird. The Iser Me'ila goes away, because now the Kohen can eat it. And at the same moment, right now, there's an Iser for a Zar to eat this carbon, Kachim Kachim, and also there's an Iser for a Zar to eat this Nevela. Because for Yisrael, this is an Avela. This is not a kosher shechita. Only a Kohen could have it as a Malika. So at the same moment, two Yisurim kick in. Me'ila, the Isra benefiting from something that's Aser belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, leaves. But the two Yisurim of a Zar eating Kachim and a Zar eating Nevela, those start right away. So says the Gemara, so how can you say that the Machlokas is about Isur Kolel? There's no way that this can be called an Isur Kolel. Only Isur Basachas. So that's why we're going to reject this possibility number one. So we're going to go Ella, we're going to say that they're arguing about something else. Number two, this is number two suggestion out of three. Tosus has the Ha'ara, Tosus, Sibra, Maskel, Ella, that really, it's not exactly Bas Achas by the Malika case. What two Isurim are starting? The Isur of Nevela and the Isur of a czar eating from Kachim. He said it's not exactly the same moment. Why? Right when the Malika is done, it becomes a Nevela. But the Kohen still can't eat it until after Zrikas Adam. The Kohen is not allowed to eat this Chatas Ha'of. Olas Ha'of is totally burned on the Mizbeach. Chatas Ha'of has to be spritzed a little bit, and then the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Ein L'Mizbeach El Adama, and then the Kohen gets the rest of the bird. So the Isser of Me'ila doesn't leave, and the Isser of Azar eating this kachim doesn't start until Zrikas Adam. So really, it's not Pasachas. The right when it's Nimlach, the Isser of Nevela starts, and the Isser of Zaris doesn't start until later. So Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos says, first, Yesh Lomar, maybe the Isser Nevela Nami Lochai L'Achas Rika. Who says Nevela starts right away? Maybe the Isser Nevela also only starts later. Up until now, it's still kachim. It's still the Isra Me'ila. Who says Nevela starts right away? Even though it's physically Nevela, maybe the Isra Nevela is also held until the Zrika. Possibility number one. Or number two, maybe the other way. Maybe the Isser of Zara starts earlier. It does start, even though the Kohanim can't eat it yet. Maybe the Isser of Zara eating it starts earlier. So Tosfos has to do one of two things, what meek one of the Isserim later or one of the Isserim earlier to get it to Bas Achas. Okay, we'll come back to that a little later. But that is all possibility number one in the Gemara. What is the machlokas between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Chiya? So we reject that because case number three cannot be a case of Isser Kolel. So we have another suggestion. Number two, right in the 12th line. Ela kamiflagi be Isser bebas achas v'yaliba de Rabbi Yossi. The machlokas is about Bas Achas, meaning, does Rabbi Yossi, who usually holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, let's say, does he admit that Isser Chalal Isser, that you're chayv too, in a case where the two Isurim are chal at the same exact moment? Isser Bas Achas. As we will see, that's the first one that anybody will admit to. Even if you hold Ein Isser Chalal Isser, if you'll admit to any of them, it'll be Isser Bas Achas. Most of Kolo, those are extras. That's step two. But the one that you'll for sure agree to is Isser Bas Achas. So we just explained how case number three could be Bas Achas. So the question is, how can the first two cases be Bas Achas? But before that, let's just finish the line for a minute. Rabbi Chiya Savar, Rabbi Yossi b'Isser Bas Achas b'Chayev Tarti. Rabbi Chiya, who reported that he heard from Rebbe that you're Chayev too in all of yesterday's cases, that's because he holds that Rabbi Yossi holds your chayiv too, and because he admits by Bas Achas, Ubar Kapara Sarva Loma Chayiv Alachada. And Bar Kapara holds that you're only chayiv one. Even Rabbi Yossi totally rejects all cases of Isser Chalal Isser, even the case of Isser Bas Achas. And the Gemara is about to say, Vahaka, Ma Isser Bachas Ika Haka. So what are the cases? How are the first two cases of yesterday Bas Achas? How can we already explained number three, the case of Malika, that's always Bas Achas. What about the first two cases? But even before that, what's the original case of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi said, remember yesterday, Amud Aleph, that's the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon we're talking about, where the man, Shimon lives with his sister-in-law. Rabbi and Shimon are married to sisters. So Rabbi Yossi there says, you're chayiv too. And now we're saying, maybe that's because it's Bas Achas. So how could you have a Bas Achas case by Eishas Ach and Achos Isha? I'm saying, but that's when he violates the Isser. But the Bas Achas means the Isser for him starts at the same moment. Right, so both brothers get married at the same exact moment. We don't bring that in here. So Rashi says, no, Pashut. Both brothers appoint the same shliach to be Mekadesh these women. And one of these women make the same shliach to accept the Kedushin. So the same action, right? Harei Aten Mekudeshes. Right, you're both are completely ashes. Same moment, that's it. That's how you can have a case of Bas Achas, two brothers getting married at the same moment. Do it through a shliach. And it's one person acting on behalf of both of them. Shliach leholacha, shliach lekabbalah. And in that way, you can have Bas Achas in the case of Yibam. That's the last Rashi on the skinny lines. So that's how Bas Achas, you can have it in the Yibam case. But what about these two cases of Malacha on Shabbos, Avoda on Shabbos, and Balmum? We haven't explained those two yet, so here we go. So Zor, Shashimish B'Shabbos, how do you have a case where the Isser of his Zor working, doing the Avoda, and doing it on Shabbos? So how did those Chal at the same time? Could go into Icy Shtei Cyrus B'Shabbos. He became a Gadol on Shabbos. That's when he grew Shtei Cyrus, that's when he had physical maturity, so up until when he's a Katan, he's not Mechuyif. Not b'chuyiv in anything when he's a katan. So at the same moment that Shabbos starts his Isser to do the Avoda, because he becomes a Yisrael, now he's also to do the Avoda, and he's also a Chil Shabbos. So at the same exact moment, they're Chal, to Havi Le Zaris for Shabbos, Bahadi Adadi, they're Chal at the exact same moments. What about he started doing the Avoda? When was he a Gadol, though? He was a Gadol 10 years ago, but he's already Mechuyiv in the Isser of Shabbos. What do you mean? He's a mechuyev in the Isser of Avoda. But that, no, that's similar to what David said before. That's in terms of the violation. He's violating at the same moment. But Bas Achas means that the Isser was chal on him at the same moment. So if there's a chal on him, it's got to be, even if it's not Shabbos, it's also for me to do malacha. I'm still muzer. I'm muzer on Tuesday, not to do malacha on Shabbos. I'm still muzer before I do the Avoda. So what's the only way that it can be chal at the same moment? If it becomes a gadol on Shabbos. But what do you see from this Gemara, though? Very important. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. When a katan does an avera, when a katan does a sin, is that not called a sin? Let's say, Let's say our child breaks a window in school. So the principal calls us up, and we have to pay for the window. So is that real choshen mishpah meikar adin, that we really have to pay for that, because that our child did a maisa aveira, and he's chayiv in onshin, but he can't pay because he has a pter onshin, he's a katan, so we pay for him? Or do you say, no, there's no maisa aveira, we're being a nice guy, we have responsibility for our child. So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. The Stipler has it here and others. Is a Maisa Aveira of a Katan a Maisa Aveira with a Peter Onshin? Or is it not a Maisa Aveira at all? It's Mufka. So they quote, there are two Gemaras that are quoted. This is one of them. This Gemara sounds like there's no Maisa Aveira. Because what does it say? Azari becomes a Gadol Shabbos. Mashmi, he's not Musar beforehand. He's not, there's no Aveira at all. That's how it starts. Masha'enkin is Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafnan Hay, which seems to say the use of the Lashon, Rachmanahu Techasaleh. Meaning it's a ma'isa aveira, but Hashem has rachmanis on him. He doesn't have to pay. So there's a big discussion, which Gemara is Iker, which Gemara is Tafel, which one should be read in light of the other one. There's a big chiddush of the Arsameach, just to mention how he gets out of the stira. All the Achronim discuss the stira. Yavam Islam and Gimel and Sanhedrin Nun Hei. So the Arsameach in Hilchas Yisurei Biyah and Perak Gimel suggests that Gemara over there is about one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Says the Arsameach, maybe regarding Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, there's no such thing as katnus. Right when you become a bardas, even for Jews, you're chayif. Says the Arsameach. Lefi mashelu achronim. Lefi mashkaz varash. The shir shanim bekatan uib mishir nalach moshe b'sinai. The whole all shiurim are alach moshe b'sinai. U'b'nei noach lo nemar b'hen shiurin. V'lo nitnu shiurin l'b'nei noach. B'nei noach don't have the idea of shiurin. Suba mitzvahs ditu kol shehu bardas lav katan mikri. In Hilchis, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, there's no such thing as katnus when it comes to a Ben Noach. A Ben Noach, non-Jew, so right when he becomes a bardas, that's it, he's a gadol. The gadol have elu Sheva Mitzvahs did too. And then maybe, he says, maybe it's the same thing for Jews by the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And that's that Gemara over there. That's why it's a Maisa Aveira. Maybe there's a Ptur Onshin because he's a halachically a katan, but it's going to be a Maisa Aveira over there, that's the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Our Gemara is about the other mitzvahs, so that's how he gets out of the stira. But either way, it's a very important topic. How do you view the maisim of Tanim? There is a Ramah in Hilchas Shabbos, where the Ramah writes, why is this in Hilchas Shabbos? It has to do with the siman about Katan b'Shabbos. Says the Ramah, V'katan shehika es aviv, a katan that hit his father, o sha'avar sha'ar averos b'kanuso, or did any avera when he was a child, even though he doesn't really need tshuva, mikol makom tovlo sheyakabel atzmo eze davar letshuva ukapara. Doesn't need to, but the Ramah says it's a good idea to try to do tshuva for what he did earlier. Again, seemingly there was something there. Again, this is the end of Siman Shin Mem Gimel. That is the Ramah, again, related to the issue of how much is the mice of a katan, how much is its a maisa aveira. So our Gemara seems to say it's not, because it's basachas. How do you get basachas? That he becomes a gadol on Shabbos. Or, now back to the Gemara, what about the second case? We never explained that. A balmum, a kohen balmum who does the avoda. So how do you get both yisurim chal at the same time? A balmum doing avoda, and a balmum doing avoda when he is tamei. How do you get both of those? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Number one, balmum nami could go to Aishish de Cyrus vitvilei. Rashi explains, it means he became a Balmum when he was ready Tameh. He became a Balmum, that's how Rashi explains that. Rashi, fifth wide line, he became a Balmum before he was Tameh, and then he became a Gadol. So again, when he became a Gadol, that's when both Yisurim kicked in. The issue to do Avoda when you're Tameh, the issue to do Avoda when you are a Balmum. Number one. Or, another possibility, Inami, Shechatach etzba'o b'sakin tameya. He cut his finger with a tamei knife. So he became a balmum, and he became tamei at the same moment. He was perfect. All of a sudden he chopped off his finger, manalas lan. So at the same moment, he became tamei and a balmum. So again, it's chal at the same moment. You have to say it was a sakin that has the power to make a person tamei. Right, or at least an avatuma knife. Maybe it touched a chowel, touched an actual corpse. But shechatach etzbo b'sakin tameya. Ask the Rishonim again. Is it really basachas? When does he become tamei? Right when the knife touches his finger. And when does he become balmum? When he chopped off his whole finger. Came in at a good time, exciting, right? So right when the finger touches, the knife touches the finger, it's tamei. Right when he chopped off, so that's Tosas Kasha. Tosas says it's not pasachas. Sorry, what if somebody else did it to you? But still, when somebody else touches the knife to your finger, that's it. You're already tamei.
So you need the blood to.
Don't need the blood. Don't need the blood. Let's say you're already muksha. I mean, no person doesn't need muksha l'kabel tuma. Only peres v'yarakos. So is it, how do you get that? So is it by the Nagia, your tongue, by the Chaticha, your Bamum? So Tosfos, bottom line, his finger was basically chopped off already beforehand. It was hanging by a thread. And therefore, you just cut that last spot. So is that the exact last line of Tosfos?
But it wasn't a Bamum at that point.
It wasn't a Bamum yet, because the finger was still connected. still connected. And Mashu Achron. That's Tosfos. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim here, a more fundamental chilik. Pasachas doesn't mean the exact same moment. Pasachas means basically the exact same moment. And therefore, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, second to last, wide line at the bottom, that's still called Pasachas, even if it's 2 seconds apart from each other. And the Ritva says this, but just with an added, very important phrase, as long as it is Toch Kedei Dibur, that's enough, says the Ritva, to be called Pasachas. The Ba'osa Maisan Asa Ba'amum, the Toch Kedei Dibur Chosha Pasachas. This is an amazing application, because usually we assume the concept of Toch Kedei Dibur is what the Achronim call as Chus Chazara. Meaning if I'm making a bracha, Baruch Adonai Melech Haolam, Borei Pri, Borei Menei Mezonos, and I realize, I made the wrong bracha. So Toch Kedei Dibur, I can be Chozer Bo. Whenever you do anything, you can be Chozer Bo Toch Kedei Dibur. Usually it's a Chus Chazara. What does this have to do with a Chus Chazara? If it's within Toch Kedei Dibur, what does that mean? Why does that have a good shear, yeah? Would they say the same by coming with their name? Maybe Asay Dochalos Asay. I mean, you have a few, many times that something has to be Basachas. But the question that is asked is, how could you apply Toch Kedei Dibur here? So what we have to say, and this comes up in the other Toch Kedei Dibur sugis, is that Toch Kedei Dibur might not just be a time, few seconds that you have to retract. But it is that time in halacha is measured in increments. And it's not measured in just seconds. And you might be able to measure time in 3 or 4 second increments. And the biggest raya to this is the Gemara Nedarim Pei Zayin, where the Gemara says, let's say you find out that, Rachmana Litzlan, one of your relatives died. And you're sitting in the room, and you think they died. So you tear Kriya. And then all of a sudden you realize they just fainted, but then they die right after that. So you have to tear Kriya again. Because when you tore Kriya, they weren't dead yet. So Gemara says, if they died Toch Kedei Dibur of your first Kriya, you don't have to tear Kriya again. But if it was after Toch Kedei Dibur, then you have to tear Kriya again. What does that have to do with anything? You tore Kriya before they died! What do you mean Toch Kedei Dibur? Toch Kedei Dibur, within 4 seconds, it counts? This is the biggest riot. That it's nothing to do with Chus Chazara. Time in Halachi is measured in increments. And if it's within 3-4 seconds, it's as if you tore after they died, or at the same moment that they died. That's good enough. But the Toch Kedei Dibur is not just a Chus Chazara. That's this Ritva here. Even though it takes place afterwards, it has nothing to do with retracting, but it's able to be viewed as the same moment in time. You have to know, by getting it, that's Mefurish Gemara, that's an exception. The Gemara says, Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, except by Gittin, Kedushin, Megadef, and Avodah Zarah. Those four. So that's what the Gemara in Bavasra lists all those four, but those are exceptions. No, you can't take it back. Gittin, Kedushin, you say no good. Not allowed to take it back. Just joking. Haram Kedushin, just joking. Right? No, we say people, the Ron says, people don't joke around in the Rashbam, in Bavasra. People don't joke around by Gittin, Kedushin. So that's why, or they shouldn't joke around. So therefore, maybe by Hektish as well. Okay. Let's continue. So that's the case. So we found, Baruch Hashem, we found cases, all three cases from yesterday, that could be cases of Bas Achas, with the Isser Eschal at the same moment, and therefore we're suggesting that the Machlokas between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Chiya from yesterday is all about, within Rabbi Yossi, does he hold of the Isser Bas Achas, that both can be Chal or not. So now the Gemara is going to reject that too. Bishlama, we're up to Bishlama. Bishlama in the middle, Rabbi Chiya. Remember what we had yesterday, as I mentioned before. The machlokas between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara wasn't just, I say one, you say two. They were both reporting what they heard from Rebbe. That's what they were reporting. Rabbi Chiya said, I heard that Rebbe said two. And Bar Kapara says, I heard that Rebbe said one. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. Bishlo Rabbi Chiya ki asne l'di day alibi de Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Chiya, who says I heard too, he can explain what he heard and he can explain what Bar Kappara heard without saying anybody was lying, because he could say I heard too, and that was because what that's what Rabbi Yosi held. Ki asne l'Bar Kappara alibi de Rabbi Shimon. What did you hear? You're mistaken. You say it's from Rabbi Yosi, so you misunderstood. You're not lying, but you misunderstood. That was really within Rabbi Shimon Shita. That's what we had yesterday. Reb Shimon is the one that holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, period. So that could be explained. Ela Labar Kapara. But if the machlokas between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Chiya is within the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, and remember, Rabbi Yosi is the one who is more prone to hold of an Isser Chalal Isser Shita, so then if Bar Kapara is holding that even Rabbi Chiya holds only one, so then nobody holds two. Nobody holds Reb Chaiv too in a Bas Achas case. So what would Bar Kappara say about Reb Chiya's report? Reb Chiya shikuri kamashaker. What, he's going to say Reb Chiya's lying? We don't want to say that. We don't want to say that anybody's lying on purpose. So therefore we reject the second possibility and we go to number three. Remember, number one was on the top line. Number two was on the middle line. And now we're up to number three. Ella, what's the third possibility? What are Bar Kappara and Reb Chiya arguing about? Kamiflagi b'ser Bas Achas? Ve'alibi de Reb Shimon. They're arguing about the same thing. Bas Achas, we already explained how all three cases are in Isser Bas Achas, how they're being called together, but within Reb Shimon Shita. Remember, Reb Shimon was the Shita yesterday who said by Achos Isha Eish Azach Yon Lichayev 1. He is the Shita that's more prone to hold Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And what's the Chiddush here? That even Reb Shimon, who usually says Ein Isser Chalal Isser, would be Moda by an Isser Bas Achas. That's what Reb Chiya would hold. Bar Kappara says, no, he wouldn't have hold of anything. He would always say, only Chai of one. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Chiya, Kamishtava. Remember yesterday, they didn't just say their Shita, but they jumped up and swore about it. They were very excited about it. I swear, Elokim! So I understand why Rabbi Chiya would get so excited and swear about it. Why? Because he's explaining Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon, who does not accept Isser Mosef and Isser Kolel, and yet Rabbi Chiya is reporting that he accepts Isser Bas Achas, that's a Chiddush. That's something new. So that's why he would swear La'afuki Reb Shimon Mechezke, because he is saying this is a Chiddush in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, you want to know, I swear, because he rejects the other two, but he accepts this one. El Labar Kapara, Lomli Lesh Tabuye. But what's Reb Chiya getting so, what's Bar Kappara getting so excited about? This Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon holds, he doesn't hold of any Isser Chalal Isser. So what would he be jumping up and swearing about? What's he getting so excited about? Kasha. No answer to that question. Another question in this on this pshat. Bishlam al Bar Kappara, again, similar question that we had before. If the machlokas, what's this third possibility? That they're arguing within the shita of Reb Shimon, whether Reb Shimon accepts Bas Achas. So Bishlam al Bar Kappara, so now I understand Bar Kappara reported that Reb Shimon held your only chayav one, meaning even Reb Shimon does not accept even Isser Chalal Isser Bas Achas. So according to Bar Kappara, it could work out. He would say, when I heard Rebbe's report, that was within the Shita of Reb Shimon. Rabbi Chiya, you know what you heard? You're mistaken. You didn't hear Reb Shimon. That was Rebbe reporting Aliba de Reb Yosi. So you made a mistake. Elul Rabbi Chiya, but according, if you hold the Machlokas again, is within Reb Shimon Shita about Isser Bas Achas. So then, according to Rabbi Chiya, there would be nobody that would hold your Chayiv only one by Isser Bas Achas. Even Reb Shimon holds that your Chayiv two. So what would he say about Bar Kappara? Elul Rabbi Chiya, Bar Kappara Shkurik HaMashaker. What, Bar Kappara would be lying according to Rabbi Chiya? So the Gemara says, no. Amalek Rabbi Chiya, no. Rabbi Chiya says, let me tell you what I think happened to Bar Kappara. Why would Bar Kappara be reporting one if really everybody holds two by Bas Achas? This is what happened. Kiyasli Rabbi Lidi Day, Tarti Liftarasne. When Rabbi Chiya, he heard the report about Rabbi Chiya, it was only about the first two cases. It was about the case of Zar doing the Avoda and about the Balmum working Batuma. Remember, as we said earlier in the Gemara, those two cases don't have to be Bas Achas. Those two cases, as reported on the top of the Yom, it could be Kolel. But what happened? Viser Kol Asiv Alibi de Reb Shimon. Rebbe only meant to say that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Iser Kolel. And he holds by Iser Kolel, he rejects, and he says, Ain't Iser Chalal Iser. But you know what happened? V'chazi l'bar kapara l'zar shalcha malika. One day Bar Kappara was learning, and he saw case number three, the Zar that ate from Malika. And what did he do? The Adi de Damula Arba Bahadayu. He forgot what exactly the reason was for the first two cases. This was a similar case, so he threw them all in together. And now you have all three cases together. Even though the first two were because of Isser Kolel. And the third one could only be Basachas. That was the mistake. The Ayinba and Bar, this is Rabbi Chiya talking. Bar Kapara was Ma'ayin. In these three cases now, the third one he added on himself. Velo Ashka Chalva Basachas. And he tried to figure out, what do all three cases have in common? Only Basachas. Rabbi never said that. Rabbi only said it about the first two, and he said it about Kolel. But Rabbi Bar Kapara made the mistake by putting all three, the third case together, and then trying to figure out the common denominator, and the only one he could find is Basachas, the Savar, and therefore he held Midaha Basachas, Hanami Basachas. If in the third case it's only a Basachas case, the first two also must be the issue of Basachas, Umidahanach Liftar, Hanach Nami Liftar. And since the first two cases, Rabbi Shimon says Potter, meaning you only chayev one, so to the third case it must be because of Basachas. But Rabbi Chiya says, really, the first two cases are very different than the third. The first two cases, fine, Rabbi Shimon would say that you're only chayev one, because that's Isser Kolel, which he rejects. But the third case, Rabbi Chiya would say, then Rabbi Shimon would agree you're chayev two, because that's an Isser Basachas. And that's where Bar Kapara, you were mistaken. Period. End of that discussion. One more question, which is not answered, and then we'll get on to a separate section. Meisvei, another third, again, but so what do we have so far? On Amud Aleph, we have three possibilities. Straightforward. Three possibilities. What exactly is the machlokas between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Chiya? Are they arguing within Rabbi Yossi about Isser Kolel? Are they arguing within Rabbi Yossi about Isser Basachas? Are they arguing within Rabbi Shimon about Isser Basachas? That's what we said. And then we just asked, we figured out, in between, we figured out how each of the cases could be Kolel, and each of the cases could be Basachas. So one more question on this third opinion, Meisvei, or at least on this one shita. Zohar the Tosefta says, Zohar shishimesh b'shabas. Uba amum shishimesh b'tumah, yesh kam mishim zoros, mishim shabas, mishim balmum, mishim tumah. Divrei Reb Yossi. What does Reb Yossi say? Quoting the first two cases, our first two cases, a Zohar that works on Shabbos and a balmum that works b'tumah, they are chayev both in each case. They're chayev two in each case. Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon Omer, Ein Kan Ela Mishum Zaris Balmum Bilvad. Reb Shimon says, no, respectively in each case, the first case you're only Chayim Shem Zaris, not Shabbos, the second case only Balmum and not Tumah. Vila Malika Shirei, where's case number three? We had all three cases. Where's case number three here? You only have the first two cases in the Tosefta. So it's left out for some reason. Purposely. So Laman Shirei, according to whose opinion is it left out? L'chora, because it would have a different din than the first two cases listed in the Tosefta. Rabbi Yossi, if we left out the case of Bas Achas, meaning case number three of Malika, if we left it out because Rabbi Yossi would not hold of it. So Hashem Rabbi Yossi, Bisser Kolo Machayev Shtayim, Bisser Bas Achas Biboi, one minute Rabbi Yossi says that even by Isser Kolel, Isser Chalal Isser. So surely Basachas, that's the most obvious one that you'd admit to. So it couldn't have been left out because of the Shita of Reb Yossi. El Lav L'Reb Shimon. It must have been left out because of the Shita of Reb Shimon. Ube Isser Kolohud, meaning Reb Shimon would not say the same din he says in the Tosefta by that case. And Ube Isser Kolohud Patar. Only, and our diak is that only in the two cases listed, Kolel, he says, Pater, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, Avo Beisser Basachas Mechayiv, but by Isser Basachas, which is a case that was left out, he would admit that you're Chayiv, Tiyufta Bar Kapara, Tiyufta. So therefore, we reject Bar Kapara's opinion, who reported that according to Reb Shimon, he would not accept even Basachas. It must be that everybody accepts the Isser, that Isser Chalal Isser by a case of Basachas. Period. End of that discussion. Okay? Next section. So now we get on to the question that was asked before. That is, what was the case number one yesterday? It was a case that if a czar, if a non-Kohen does the avoda on Shabbos, he's chayiv too. Which avoda are we talking about? It's got to be an avoda that's usher for a Yisrael to do, but it's also usher on Shabbos. Right? So which avoda are we talking about? Not everything is a malacha in the Beis HaMikdash. So what are we talking about? So zar shishimish b'Shabbos b'mai. What are we talking about? E b'shchita. If we're talking about shchita, which is the first of the dalat avodos, right? We know shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. Shchita shechting the animal. Kabbalah is catching the blood. Halacha is walking the blood to the mizbeach, and zrika is sprinkling the blood. So which of the those are the main, the four main dalat avodos? So e b'shchita. Are we talking about shchita? We can't be. Why? Shchita b'zark sheira. A non-Kohen can do Shechita. Shechita is kosher bizarre. So therefore, he can't say that that the case that we're talking about here is a case of Shechita, because there is no Isser then. And look what Rashi says. Rashi says, Shechita b'zar k'sheira, right across, the Ein Kan Zarus. There is no Isser of Zarus. What's Rashi saying? The Ein Kan Zarus. So the Rishash, another Achronim, say, what about Shabbos? Is that what he's being... Right, we're talking about two Isurim here, Zarus and Shabbos. So it says, Shechita b'zar k'sheira, and therefore there's no Zarus. Except for what? Is a Yisrael allowed to do Shechita on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? Is he allowed to do Shechita b'zar k'sheira? What about on Shabbos? Is he also allowed to do Shechita? So it sounds like from Rashi, yeah. Ein kan Zarus, meaning there's no Zarus problem, but maybe there's a Shabbos problem. Because he only says Ein kan Zarus. That's what Rosh Hashanah is Medayik. And even though he quotes through other sources from Psachim that say otherwise, maybe Karan Pesach might be different. But at least by a non-Karan Pesach case, even though Shechita b'zar k'sheira, Rashi says Ein kan Zarus. There's no Isser of Zarus, but there might still be an Isser of Shabbos. Because what else is Rashi emphasizing there? Right, it goes back to yesterday, given to the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash. But here it's saying that even if it was given, this is a case that was given to Yisraelim also. Yisrael can do Shechita, but still, maybe it's not fully the same heter as the Kohanim. It relates to a huge sugya, which we don't have time to get into now, and that is, even though Shechita can be done by a Yisrael, is there a lechatchila to have a Kohen do it? Is there a lechatchila to have the Kohen do the Shechita? That's a big right. So if you say, maybe that's why he's emphasizing this, that it's a bidyeved. That's a big discussion. You can look in another Rishash. He doesn't cross reference, but in Brachas Lamed Aleph, the Rishash there notes there's a machlokas there between Eli and Shmuel Hanavi. Eli's running around looking for a Kohen, and Shmuel says, "What are you looking for?" So Eli says, "I'm looking for a Kohen to shech the animal." Shmuel says, "What do you mean, shechita b'zark sheira?" So Eli says, "You're right, but you're more halacha b'fnei rabo, so I have to kill you." Chayav Misa. Right, that's the discussion. And then Chana says, don't kill him, she's my only son. Whole discussion there. But what was the machlokas there between Eli and Shmuel? So the Rishash there says, machlokas what? Eli knew the halacha, shechita b'zar k'sheira. The machlokas was whether there's a lechad chila to do it with the Kohen or not. Shmuel held not. Eli held yes. So again, there's a lot of makoros regarding that, but maybe that's what that Rashi relates to as well. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Iba shechita, shechita b'zar k'sheira. If the shechita is that can't be the possibility of the discussion here, because shechita can be done by a zar. The Iba kabbalah v'holacha, if it's catching and walking with the blood, that's not a malacha. Tilta ba'almahi, that's not a malacha. Maybe that's moksa at most. That's not a malacha. You're not catching blood. It's not a malacha. Iba haktara, if it's haktara, the burning something on the Mizbeach. So v'harm Rabbi Yossi, we're talking about Rabbi Yossi Shita. Remember Rabbi Yossi? We had it earlier in the Masechta. Havar the Lav Yatzas. If you remember early in the Masechta, there was a machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson. Whether, we know the Torah says L'sasa kol malacha, besides saying L'sasa kol malacha in general on Shabbos, the Torah goes out of its way to say you're not allowed to start a fire on Shabbos. And there's a machlokas tanam. Why the Torah do that? The Torah already says you can't do any malacha. Why have a separate pasuk lo savaru esh? Don't light a fire. So there's a machlokas. One sheet or nasan is that it's to teach me that you're chayiv by doing each and every malacha on Shabbos. You don't have to do all 39. Each and every one, l'chalik yatzas. That was one shita. But Rabbi Yossi held l'lav yatzas. Rabbi Yossi says, you know what the Torah says it? To minimize the malacha of lighting a fire. Lighting a fire is not a chiyamisa. Lighting a fire is only a lav. L'lav yatzas. So ask the Gemara, if we're talking about the burning, the lighting the fire, so Rabbi Yossi himself says that's not a misa. There's no misa there. And aren't we talking about a case of misa? Rabbi Yossi says, Rechayv Shtayim. So, right, in the case of yesterday, the report is Chayv Shtayim. That means two misos, not a lav. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Amar of Achabar Yaakov, B'shechitas Parsha Kohen Gadol. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case of a shechita that Yisrael can't do. The shechita of the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so that Yisrael can't do. That's the shechita we're talking about if he does that on Shabbos or / Yom Kippur. Some say maybe it means Yom Kippur. Shabbos really means Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is an Isser. Okay, Yom Kippur is an Isser Kares, but at least it's in the Misa world. Number two, Kedivri Omer, Shechitas Parsha Kohen Gadol Bazar Psula. Right, so that's according to that shechita. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Ihachi Ma'ar Yazar, Afilu Kohen Had Yonami. If it's about the part of the Kohen Gadol, even a non-Kohen Gadol can't do it. Regular Kahanim can't do it. So what do you mean you're talking about, why is the case about a Zar? So Gemara says, you're right. Shezar etzlo ka'amar. Zar is a relative term. Zar means a stranger. So for regular avodas, usually it includes all Yisraelim, but a Kohen Hedyo could also be a Zar. For avoda that must be done by the Kohen Gadol, he could also be called a Zar. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, I'll give you a different answer. Maybe you don't have to come on to the prop, to the part of the Kohen Gadol. Maska l'Ravashi, midi chatos k'tani, olavi k'tani, ela isurei ba'alma k'chashiv. What do you, so what, the Rabbi Yossi, going back to the previous possibility. So Rabbi Yossi says, l'lav yasas. Who says that you have to have misas here? When Rabbi Yossi was reported to have saying two before, that might not mean isurim misos. That might just mean stam isurim. Averus. Even if you don't get the punishment. L'mayin afgamina, as we said yesterday, l'kovro ben resham gemurim. It means in terms of where you're going to bury it. That could be an afgamina. But you don't need to have two misos. So therefore, you could say, the Isser is Haktara. So La Maskana, two possibilities. What's the case of Malacha? Number one, the Shechita of the power of the Kohen Gadol, which then would include other Kahanim also, not just Yisraelim. Number two, maybe it's Haktara, and even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says the Lav Yatzas, still, that could be the case of two. Okay, we'll stop here. And there's more to talk about Shechita Lav Avodahi, but we'll continue by the ship tomorrow with the Mishnah.